Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Vincent Reyes?
This is him.
Thank
Hello?
you very much. Hello? Yes, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities.
I heard you.
Thank you. Now, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California. California. Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
68.
68?
Yeah, 68.
Thank
Nineteen
you. Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain?
100%. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In just a few words.
Yeah, just protecting our democracy.
Protecting our democracy. Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or like
No.
many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
Zero.
Thank you. And the next one is Joe Biden.
80%.
80%. Thank you very much. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Republican Steve Garvey or a Democrat Adam Schiff?
Adam Schiff.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more, or do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party much more?
Somewhat more.
Much more. Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I forgot what the choices were.
Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Yes, agree.
And do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential work jobs as farm workers.
I somewhat agree, yeah.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disaster, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you very much. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
That was a lot of stuff. I'm going to vote no matter what. I'm always going to vote. I vote every election, so it's not going to make me vote less or more for any of these questions. I'm always going to vote.
So it makes no difference one way or another?
No.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
I'm going to vote no matter what. It doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make a difference. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
It doesn't make a difference. I'm going to vote.
Thank
no
you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Doesn't make a difference. I'm going to vote.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I'm going to vote if no matter what.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I'm going to vote no matter what. It doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Same answer.
Makes no difference. All right, then. Well, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following.
How much longer is this survey? Because I'm kind of in the middle of something.
We are already at the end.
Okay.
We just have a few more questions, and then we're finished. A few, let's say, three and some demographic questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an unearned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Somewhat concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
I was very upset. I'm concerned about that.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, or Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. So which one comes closer to your own view?
The first one.
And is it somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Thank you. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's elections. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
The same answer, Biden.
Thank you. Now, as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
I'm done answering these questions now.
Mm-hmm.